Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is here, speaking of Fisherman's Landing, talking fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, you're not kidding. What a great time for it. Great questions, great stories already going. Super stoked to have another hour to do it. And if you want to join us, 213 area code 432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 213-432-1090. Or shoot us a text. Lots of great texts coming through. We're going to be reading a lot of those here in this upcoming hour. And we're giving away a great prize. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, one lucky caller is going to get a Maui Jim gift card, good for any pair of non-prescription Maui Jims. You can even customize them with that My Maui feature. And if you want to add a reader to it, it's just an awesome, awesome prize for one lucky caller at 213-432-1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
It's time for our catch report, that fishdope.com report today, sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish. They have spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Do we have Mark?
All right. Well, while we're waiting to get Mark back on the line, we're going to jump right back into the phones. How about we try John from Los Alamitos?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, John, good morning.
Just out in the workshop getting my arsenal ready. So last year I was under guns, and this year I don't want to be under guns. So my question to Tim is, you think we're going to see some 500-pounders, Tim?
we might see them. Catching them is another story. Yeah, I don't know about that. But, you know, the traditional format, you know, where those fish take off and head to the Western Pacific, you know, somewhere, again, when they're between 200, 300 pounds, would suggest no. But there has been a few times. There was one time back in the, I want to say it was the late 80s, right, where there were some gigantic ones, you know, over 1,000 pounds, but quite a few in the 500, 800-pound range caught in the backside of Santa Rosa Island. So who knows? I mean, nothing would surprise me now.
Question. So we were talking about how those bigger fish, when they get big, they start to move over to Japan. And you were talking like 200 pounds, 250. But we did see a lot of 300, 350s, approaching 4s this year. Are they just lingerers? Are they just ones that just haven't made the transition yet?
Probably. I mean, again, there's the variable being, you know, what is it going to be, the eighth year that they leave, or the seventh year? I mean, you know, I think you just got to you got to talk in averages, you know, and that's kind of the average size range. You know, that's what that's what is suspected anyway. You know, although we have seen huge schools and big quantities of those giant ones the last few years, I think that's likely the anomaly, you know, and the majority of them, when they get into that size range, they beat feet. They head over them to do their business over there. So
you're a wise angler, John, for upping your tackle for this
year. No doubt. And, you know, it made me think of the number of times when we've been ambushed, you know, by a few big ones.
Yeah.
And that really, it's a real challenge from the angler's perspective. And we certainly do our very best to gear up and you know, we let everybody know, the guys down on deck, you know, what size fish we're targeting, looking at the electronics. You know, we do our best to forecast what it is we're going to be fishing for, but there's just those times that, and even, you know, how many times have we seen it where we're on a school of those 40 to 60 pounders and they're biting along pretty good, and guess who shows up?
Yeah, right.
You know, a school of those big ones comes through, you know, 80, 100 pounders or bigger, and you just get caught flat footed by a few of them, and they're,
it happens.
It does happen. And, you know, that's why, when possible, you know, you fish as heavy as possible.
There you go.
That's good advice.
That
40
pound, that 50 pound, that 60 pound. I always, my general rule of thumb is fish the biggest gear you can get away with. You know, don't drop down unless and until you have to. And there's been a lot of happy anglers. You know, it's like nighttime flat falling. Why wouldn't you fish with 130?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Doesn't make a difference.
They're not seeing it.
Yeah, as far as their bites go, you know, you can, yeah, it might be a little easier to wind 60 pound or 80 pound, but you know what? You get that one bite and it's that 300 pounder, which there were plenty last year. And we saw that exact scenario where we're flat falling and, you know, you're getting 40 pounders and then all of a sudden it turned into 80 to 100 pounders with a few bigger ones. So I just think that rule of thumb is always one to stick by and fish as big as you can get away with.
You said something during long range fishing a long time ago that, you know, that was you'd never heard a guy attached to a really big fish and said, "Man, I sure wish I had smaller tackle on right now. I sure wish I was using a small reel right now."
Yeah, like, exactly.
It might be one thing when you're standing at the rail, but when you're attached to a
Boy,
big
be
one,
it'd so much more sporty if I was pulling on this 300 pounder on 60 pound. Yeah. Right? No, it doesn't happen.
Sure,
that's
wish this gear
true.
Was lighter.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know we've seen plenty of times too, where that, especially that bluefin fishing. God, it can be so frustrating, and you know it's hour six, whatever, fish boiling around. We've only hooked five or six, and you know, I'm up there and about, you know, maybe I'll try my 40, you know, right. And, you know, somebody slips it in the water. And the second you put it in gear, you're regretting it.
Yeah.
You go, well,
yeah.
That was
screwed
dumb.
That up.
Yeah.
That
didn't, like,
well,
didn't do
I got a bite and it's,
yeah, there it goes. Yeah. Got to go re-spool your reel. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's go back to our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Okay, I think we got you this time, Pete.
Loud and clear, buddy.
Yeah, there we go. So, I mean, this is crazy. Here we got last week of February, and I'm working in the shop, fiddling around my rock cod gear, got my new release rig all tuned up. You know, I'm thinking cod fishing for sure on the first, and then the phone starts ringing with the breaking news, and I'm just like, what the heck? Bluefin biting just below San Diego? And man, it turns out to be true. Details are still a little on the scarce side, but you know, the upper end of the area yesterday was around a 302 down toward the 371. And Danny just called me just a little bit ago and he sent me this picture. I mean, here's a guy sitting on a Sea-Doo on the 371 with about a 30 or 40 pound bluefin that he caught on the iron. So that's just unbelievable. But, yeah, it's catchable size fish, 30 to 40s, maybe a few bigger ones, breaking fish around yesterday afternoon, biting the poppers, biting the surface iron. I mean, plugging and popping for bluefin in February in one-day range. It's unbelievable. And a little more relevant is this cod fishing we got opening up on the first. Thank goodness the spot's been resting for 2 months, so they're going to be loaded. And we get to fish a little deeper here, guys, down to 100 fathoms if you're into that stuff, which I certainly am. Can't wait to go check some of them deep ones. And, but remember, you got to have your release device ready. The Calcod zone is that deeper water. Calcods are still closed, no take, zero, nothing. So make sure you got a release device to let one go if you happen to catch one. And then over at Catalina, you know, weather's a little marginal here this weekend. Supposed to blow up tonight in the morning for sure, but then back off. And, bait's still up the backside there, up to V's to China Point like that. Sprinkle yellowtail on the bait grounds and scattered sea bass here and there along the kelp lines. And on some of the beaches, and some of it's been some nice great fish too. So, you know, we got cod season coming. Local bass fishing's been darn good. Yells and sea bass and cat now biting bluefin here in our backyard. So
we'll
we are
it.
Just blessed with this opportunity.
Sounds like a good February to me. That's awesome,
man.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys, you want to be on them? They have the info for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code hookup now. Lowercase. No space. Hook up now is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is 0-714-840-4262. Website's Pacific Edge Tackle. And do we got time for one Royal Star classic memory I have?
Of course.
So this is a great one, Tim. And one of my highlights of all the trips we did, but we're sitting at Clarion when we could back there out in front of Monument Rock. We'd had really good fishing. Beautiful afternoon, relatively calm weather. Both the side wells were full, so you had whatever you have in that center back slammer that had been untouched for God knows how long that needed to go because we had to put fish in there. So I'm guessing that was like 100 scoops of bait that you just poured over the side. Just like you were talking about seeing some of that bluefin, I mean, as far as the eye could see, we had boiling yellowfin, and they were biting. And everybody's hooked up. Everybody's going just crazy. And the frosting on the cake was that we'd had a guy do something a little less than stellar, and Tim had banished him to the back deck there. He wasn't able to fish for a few hours. He got to watch all that going on. So it was just
he was in the penalty box.
He was in the penalty box.
That's great.
What
a side. What a show.
Good memory, Mark.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. We got so many of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we're still making memories. It's coming.
We are. Yeah. And I am really looking forward to this season. I mean, it's just the setup just feels good, you know. Even though they're talking still big La Nina, it doesn't feel like other big La Ninas. It feels a little better, and we got all those fish around already. So what the heck? Let's go catch them.
Let's do it. All right. Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge, appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll skip.
Thanks, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, a little rougher week on the half day there. Tough on those bass. They kind of disappeared there. But on the good news, earlier in the week, they did see some yellowtail come getting on the bow, but they're there, and they did catch a nice sea bass a couple days ago there. So definitely some signs of life on those half-day trips, and like you were just talking about there on Monday, a lot of the water we couldn't fish is opening back up there, so get ready for that on Monday, the rockfish opener there, and hopefully we can still see some of that other stuff in there, but check the website, full schedule's up there, the new Seaforth is back online, and we're back to 2 trips a day, so you can make those reservations right online. And for the San Diego, he is going back online next month, too. They're wrapping up the boat work there, and he's scheduled for that 13th there. And, of course, that first day is sold out. So first opportunity is going to be the 14th there on Sunday, and then he's running, you know, for a couple months there. Again, this full schedule is online. You can take a look and see it there. And if you're waiting for some of those longer trips, towards the end of next month, the Tribute's going to start running some day and a half. We have some trips on the Tribute up there, on the Pacifica. There's some Polaris Supreme trips up there. Further on, the Aztec has some two-day trips. So things are definitely coming to life, and it's almost, you know, time for fishing season to go back into full swing. I had a little break there, but you better get your gear back out and get ready. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there for all those trips. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or if you want the best tackle shop service and get your gear cleaned up, definitely come down, visit some person, get that gear ready to go, grab a burrito, and say hi to the guys.
Awesome job, Marcos. Great job. Sounds like some good fishing to be had, some good weather in front of us. It's going to be a good time to go to Seaforth. Appreciate a great report, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. And that is our catch report today.
Wrapped up, Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin knife from Anza, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, and get that Fish Pro Series available now at Fisherman's Processing.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones.
You got it. How about Armand calling us from Seal Beach this morning? Good morning, Armand. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I'm in the process of getting my gear back together for this coming season, and I have a TAC 20 that needs some new power probe. I was looking at that depth finder, but just looking at the specifications on the Shimano website, on 100-pound, I probably can only get 435 yards on there compared to 80-pound, I can get 575. What do you guys think? Should I get the 80 or 100, or should I just do 100 max quattro and get the maximum on there?
You're talking about the new depth finder offshore.
That's a tough call.
Yeah. What top shot are you going to use?
I was going to tie probably directly to the fluorocarbon.
Right, but what size fluorocarbon?
Oh, do the pre-made setups that 200-pound. typically for flatball fishing.
I'd go with a heavier. I'd for sure go with a 100-pound. You know, the heavier the better diameter-wise. I think 435 yards, man, that's plenty.
Especially for bluefins.
Yeah, and especially, you say, for flatfalling. It's pretty rare for them to take a big, long run at night, you know, long being more than, say, 100 yards, 150, 200 yards. I would go heavier for sure.
Yeah, and that new the Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore is really sweet. Every 100 feet is a different color, so you can count the colors and say, okay, I'm 600 feet now.
Yeah,
that's going out.
That's going to be cool. That's a new line that's coming out this year. Just every 100 feet, it'll change to another color.
That's really cool, and, you know, that it opens a great topic that flatfall fishing, something that I learned this year for sure. We were much more successful fishing. We started marking all the line, you know, the spectra, because, you know, you're looking at them on the fathom meter. There they are at 60 fathom. There they are at 80 fathom. And if you're just blind dropping through them, you know, yeah, you get some, but I'm trying to remember what why we started doing it that way, where it came from. You know, I know Blake was the guy who started doing it, and okay, you know, drop down, you know, there they all are swimming by constantly at 80 fathom, fish your flatfall at 480 feet, you know, 500 feet, you make your march in your line every 100 feet or every 50 feet, whatever it may be. And you just put it in gear and, you know, do your flatfall action. The number of bites that we got was, I mean, it increased not like 2 times by 10 times.
Just being in the zone.
In that range. I'm not kidding. Like, it wasn't, wow, that worked that one time. Maybe there's something to it. It was the deal.
So, yeah, like, so knowing where you are in the depth column is really important.
It's really important.
And you were talking about guys, like, you literally put it down to the depth, you know, and you're just, like, lifting and lowering that rod like you were trying to catch a sculpin or a rockfish. I mean, not like grinding it up, yo-yo.
No.
Principle, literally, just get it to where the fish are and just lifting their rod up and down 6 or 8 feet, and then a 200-pounder eats it.
Yep.
Crazy.
No, like a you know, old yo-yo or like a sabiki rig. I mean, guys just up there yanking it up and down, and he's on. There he is.
Oh, my.
And again, the great equalizer, you know.
Totally.
It's not like, you know, the most skilled angler, you know, on his 20th long-range trip, he was the guy that was dominating. Not at all. It was completely spread across the board, the key being that fishing in that zone.
Know where you are at.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love the sound of that line being colored different.
Yeah,
there you go. You
know?
Depth Hunter Offshore from Power Pro.
Yeah, that's sweet.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Tim and Rick. How are you doing?
Hey, Bart.
Hey,
morning.
Very good, Bart.
It's a wonderful show. I'm really enjoying it. And I just wanted to point out the fact that today would have been the 75th anniversary of the shows that we produced for 75 years. And we probably would have had 75 seminars today. So today we get to listen to some really good ones.
You mean
one
next week?
Yeah,
next Saturday.
Wednesday would have been the
would have been the open
day.
Exactly, the open.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, and we can look forward to that probably in 2022, right?
We will.
Yeah.
But it was just
it doesn't feel the same, Bart.
It just kind of trust me, it doesn't feel the same to me at all. Jenny's working on, you know, a video for the 75th year. When it comes back, that's what we'll be doing. We'll be doing the same thing again. So.
That's great.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bart, thank goodness we got it in last year. I mean, I remember this whole thing spinning up, and we were wondering, and, you know, I remember reading, oh, you know, the cases in Long Beach and this and that. We're all up there having a good old time at the show, and thank goodness.
And then the week after, everything shut down.
Exactly. And we slid it in under the wire.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say, I mean, like when you came on, you get a little pang of
totally
nostalgia. It's like, man, what life is going to feel very weird without the Fred Hall show.
Yeah. And it does this year.
It does. Just, so
That's Doug and I's routine every morning at the shop because we always have a big countdown of all the things, you know, and Thursday was always the day that we would pack our truck just because that's how it always worked out. There was, all the red shirts were available and there were never any long range boats. And so we would always pick the day for the whole crew and we were like, well, today's truck loading day and tomorrow's packing day and like all of those things. And it just, it's just not
the same. We'll just have to wait 1 year.
I'll be ready.
Yeah.
It's going to make it that much better next year.
Totally.
Think about it. Everybody's going to be fired up, myself included.
Absolutely. Hey, Bart, appreciate the call.
Me too. And it's great hearing you guys. Thank you for being there. Thank you for doing this. This is a great show. I love listening to you talk. The three of you are fantastic together. So this kind of reminds me that we got to get back at it, and I'm really anxious for 2022.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate the call this morning. You had a great text.
Yeah, definitely. This one came through for Tim, and it says, this is from Kenny from El Cajon. It says, I've never chased bluefin before, and it seems the size of the fish vary quite a bit. Generally speaking, how do I set up my rods before jumping on a bluefin tuna trip? What's the basic braid size, leader size, and hook size I should be prepared with?
Oh, I like the way it was plural, rods.
Exactly.
Rods. Yeah, you have to have at least, I think, to be prepared for anything and everything, which, you know, any bluefin trip you're going on, whether it's an overnight, three-quarter day now.
For real.
You know, I mean, or all day, however, even up to a long-range trip, you have to have the three size classes. You have to have a lighter rig, you know, in case it's smaller fish, say you're 30-pound, you're 40-pound. Your intermediate rig, your 50 or 60, and then your bigger rig with 100 or the 130. I prefer the 130, and you know the braid size correspond to the fluorocarbon leader size, but
a small, medium, a large.
Yeah, I really think that to be prepared, and you know, of course, those rigs, they're not just for bluefin. If
right.
you have those three rigs, you're ready to go on any whether it be, you know, yellowtail on kelps,
sure.
whether it be, you know, bluefin, whatever, you're covered. But I think those three rigs, that size range, you know, 30 to 40, 50 to 60, and your big rig, your 130, and you're prepared for any and every eventuality.
Do you guys need to bring gear for, you know, a lot of big fish got caught on the kite with the flying fish and all that big stuff? Do people need to bring gear for that, or does the boat supply it?
So on Royal Star, we have kite rigs set up ready to go. They got the appropriate leaders for the flyers, and we have 8 or 9 of them up there ready to rock at any given time. That said, if an angler wants to bring their own rig, that's fine. You know, we got a variety of them up there. But if I were an enthusiastic angler preparing for kite fishing and I wanted to use my own rig, I would rig up with that Talica 50.
Oh, yeah.
The winch. Yeah.
You just get them on that.
Straight 200-pound, you know, your 200-pound Spectra, I think, or even bigger.
Right.
You know, but... And then the leaders themselves, you know, you can up the size, whatever, or just...
Need any bigger than 200 pounds?
You don't. You don't need bigger than 200 pounds.
Do you need bigger than 150?
Well, need or...
I'm just saying, is there that much of... If you get them on 150, are you going to get them on 200? I mean, are they going to chew through 150?
They could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
likelihood of them chewing through 200 is not.
It's pretty minimal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, for the basic, the foundation, that Talica 50, of course, there's other, you know, there's other big rigs that are phenomenal, you know, those pin reels and the, excuse me, and what's another... Like a big Avid or...
Sure, yeah. I mean, every manufacturer makes a
big accurate.
Exactly. That was what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So, you know, in that size range, all of those reels are bulletproof when you get up in that size range.
But there still is nothing like the Talica.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
I will say something. Because those Talicas were so crazy successful... And not everybody in their arsenal has, you know, I bet a lot of people probably bought them at the Fred Hall show this year, will probably be buying them gearing up this year, but not everybody had that intermediate 60-pound, 80-pound, 100-pound two-speed outfit. Fisherman's Landing has premium rental tackle now available, which are, you know, the majority of which are Talica 12, 16s, 20s, and 25s,
wow.
as well as those Fathom 40 two-speeds. I think the rental I saw at the and I mean it's premium gear on CalStar rods that are custom made just for doing that. I think they added another 40 sets of premium tackle this year just
wow.
because it's a you know, that let's face it, that is a big expense, and not everybody has, you know, at the time the appropriate means to drop on that rig. So knowing that you can get the highest end gear available if you don't already have it, the situation arises, it's just a nice backup to have.
No doubt.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, talking about the Royal Star on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
You're a vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com. Dog Hookup, having a great time here this morning. If you want to join in the fun, Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090, give us a call at 213-432-1090 or shoot us another text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Sounds good. We're going to talk to Benton. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, Benton? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Pete, Rick, Tim, been listening to your show since the early 90s. I live in the Pacific Northwest. And I guide up there on the Columbia River in the Puget Sound area in that July-August time frame. But I'm happen to be, I'm jumping on a five-day boat out of Puerto Vallarta, Tres Marias, in a week. And I was going to pick your guys' brains a little bit about flat fall sizes. I haven't been on a long range boat since I've fished with Art Taylor in about 2005 on a 7-day trip down to the Ridge, but this is a kind of a new deal for me, and I'm just kind of searching for a little bit of information.
Tim?
So, stand up
gear
wise.
He's flat falling down at Tres Marias if he's on out of Puerto Vallarta.
Well, I mean, as far as your tackle goes, and I don't know if you've rigged up flat falls before, but it's the same exact rigging as far as you know how we rig for bluefin, and the fishing method would be the same too. You know, if you're drifting out, those guys will eat them. Oh hell yeah, they'll
eat
them. the only thing
that's a good answer.
The only thing I think of a flat fall. The question is, what doesn't eat them? I'm not kidding you. Everything eats those things.
I'm kind of wondering what size are we looking at? 4, 6, what? You know.
250 gram,
250 gram to 350 gram would be your most popular.
Yeah,
that's the big ones.
250 to 350.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that if you wanted to bring some of the smaller ones too, because those things work good for inshore.
Yeah.
You know, the grouper, bottom fish,
cargo.
Honestly, everything eats them.
But you do have to redo the hooks that come standard with the Shimano flat fall, right?
If you're fishing tuna, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're fishing
inshore, no.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing, like you said, that it's just so funny that you could easily build a case, say the best lure in the world for catching a bluefin. And I remember when Booger was on the show last year saying, well, the single greatest ling cod catching apparatus in the world is a flat fall with a live sardine pinned on one of the hooks. He said something about that thing flashing around and dancing around. Like, how could the world's greatest ling cod lure also be the best bluefin lure? Like, that just doesn't make sense. But you're right, man. Those things catch everything.
They've been, you know, I would say comparable to the kite. You know, we started fishing with kites back in the late 80s, early 90s. Those flat falls have been that instrumental pivotal in change. You know what I mean? It's interesting. I was thinking about, you know, the caller Bob earlier. He was talking about how, you know, he hasn't fished for 14 years and came back. And, I mean, it's a whole different world. And then the caller talking about the RSW. And think of the evolution of this fishery, of our fishery in the 30 years that I've been doing it. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, these flat falls, again, that's just yet another example. Between the introduction of the flat falls to, you know, going through the trial and error phase and learning how to rig those things because of the way the fish eat them and shake and, you know, having to add the additional hooks and the heavier hooks and just, I mean, the evolution of this fishing and how much better and more efficient we get at both hooking fish and catching them. You know what I mean? All these different methods. But those flat falls, by far, in the last 5 years, those have been the most incredible game changer for us, you know, an instrument of change. Everything eats them, and think about how many, you know, all those years we drove around looking at that bluefin at night and, you know, or he'd come under the boat and here waiting for daylight.
Yeah, right.
You're fishing your sardine on a sinker or with a PL-68 and every once in a while you hook one. And now, I mean, we're making trips because of those flat falls.
Yeah.
Literally, making trips.
And if you're going down to Puerto Vallarta, the other thing that's fun on those flat falls at night are those Wachinango, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That snapper. Yeah, oh, they eat those flat falls full speed.
Love them.
And they are fun to catch, too.
Yep.
So take a few for that and have a great time. Thanks a lot for the call.
Speaking of the evolution in 15 years ago, how often do you see belts and harnesses come on board Royal Star anymore?
Interesting. Yeah, you don't even need one.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't. You know, I mean, a harness especially, those things are, those are a blast from the past. You know, you look at those old Ultimate Challenge photos and just laugh, you know, Butch Green with his rip-off harness. You know what I mean? God bless Ken Pepping. But I can't even remember the last time I saw somebody locked into a harness.
In.
And so what is it? It's rail.
Yeah, you sit on the rail.
Yeah,
you know.
But there are people that, you know, want to fish IGF illegal and want to be in a belt and harness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not disparaging it at all. I mean,
I didn't mean that.
You lock into a harness and you talk about putting pressure on a fish.
Yeah.
my gosh, I mean, you just like pull until your eyes bug out of your head. I mean, yeah. I can remember some of the good old battles, you know, back in the late 80s and 90s myself, you know, pulling on a fish with a harness, or the OTR harness. Mm-hmm. Those things were unreal as far as locking in and using your legs and your lower half. You can just put your hands on the rail in front of you and just just push back. I mean, as hard as you could. If you had a 200-pound line, you know, nothing's going to break, and God forbid if it did.
Yeah.
You probably
shoot backwards.
Exactly.
You're going to go over the other rail.
Yeah. Right, a cartwheel. Right on the other side.
That wouldn't be good.
I mean, those harnesses are great for applying pressure, but they've almost become obsolete because, you know, with it, especially those two-speed reels with that right. lower gearing and the mobility an angler has, you know, moving back and forth, up and down the rail, you know, fish going under the boat, the harnesses have almost, they became more trouble than they were worth,
right.
you know, for the advantage that an angler gains, it's easier to do it without it.
Yeah, so so Sammy G, great text. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Sammy G in Chula Vista has a good one here. Good morning, Tim. And the tuna with the tuna boiling and the people casting live bait, is there an ideal drop? Is it ideal to drop a sinker rig or a flat fall or stick with live bait?
I think it's here's what I would say. If you hit a school and, you know, it's pandemonium back there, fish boiling everywhere, and you know, no one's hooking them on the live bait, or you know, everybody's at the bait tank and everybody's casting live baits, I want to be the guy doing something different.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would be that guy. I everybody's fishing a live bait, and they're not
everybody's
hooking them.
Flylining, right?
Everyone's flylining. Everybody's doing this or that. Be the guy that goes up the side and drops a flat mm-hmm. fall. You know, yeah. be the guy that goes up in the bow and slides a sinker rig down there. You know what I mean? I just that something, doing something different,
mm-hmm.
it very often produces a result.
There was a lot of talk this last year of the effectiveness of fishing that torpedo sinker rig all year long.
Oh, yeah. Another game changer.
Totally.
You know, for real. And going back to our angler was asking about the Maria. Same thing down there, offshore, you know, out in front of the islands. Those sinker rigs made all the difference in the world for us fishing down in there on the Mazatlan trips.
Yeah.
So there is something to be said for that. And heavier sizes, too. You know, 8 ounces, even 10, depending if there's a lot of wind, even heavier, even 10 ounces. But getting down there in that water column, and again, going back to the fish in the range.
Right, fish where they're at.
You bet. You know, you're looking at them on the fathom meter, and okay, you know, drop it down to your 400 feet or your 350 and put it in gear, slow wind back. That was the one last year was really effective. Drop it down into that zone, or maybe just a little lower, and then put it in low gear.
Slowly swim that sardine
the
back
nose
through.
Hooked sardine with that sinker, you know, 5 feet or 4 feet above it, and just real slow, just wind it back. And the number of bites we got that way.
Yeah. Cool. Speaking of Mazatlan, are we going to see Mazatlan trips in 2022 on the Royal Star?
We are. Yeah, we postponed them this year. You know, what happened, just real quick.
And they're popular. They were sold out.
They
right?
were. They were great. Yeah. And when the new travel requirement right. for the
COVID
test yeah. within 72 hours, I would say 20% of our anglers just said, you know what, I don't want to deal with that. Especially because it was a new policy. I think if it was something that was in place, we all anticipated it. It's something.
If it was today.
That you know, everybody had confidence that there was a system down there they could rely on, that they would have gone for it. But, you know, the hardier of our groups, they were still into it. But there was, again, about 20-25% that were. They weren't into it. They didn't want to get stuck down there. They just
you got dealt a bad hand with timing.
Yeah, they weren't comfortable with it. And then I think, you know, because of course we have a good rapport with everyone. Brian and I were calling, and there was another significant percentage. It was like, well, you know, if you guys don't go, you know, it's not going to break my heart. You know,
right.
we will if you do. So
yeah.
you know, we just like all these other things that have gone in, you know, in line with these crazy times.
Yeah.
We just figured it was better to postpone it until next year when we have 100% confidence. And, you know,
so you will have Mazatlan trips next February.
Correct. And here's the bottom line. I don't want to be responsible for something that I'm not 100% confident in.
Right.
As far as something that we offer to our anglers, you know what I mean? I don't want a Royal Star angler to get hung out to dry
right.
because something isn't, it's beyond our control and it reflects poorly upon us.
So why Mazatlan instead of Puerto Vallarta?
I mean, you know, the nexus of it was the Let's Talk Hookup show
that
we ran out of the old Cid. I mean, I just fell in love with the place. And,
oh,
and the
awesome.
distance between there and that area, the zone around the Marias, is only 40 miles farther, which for us is nothing. I mean, that's a hop, skip, and a jump, you know. So I fell in love with the place. I like that it's, you know, it was a new venture,
right.
which I'm really attracted
mm-hmm.
to. I mean, I'm just all about that anyway. It was just something new. And it's the 2 years we ran out of there was phenomenal. The voyages were great. It's smooth as silk as far as the logistics go. El Cid is incredible. Geronimo down there and their support staff has just been, I mean, it went is even better than we could have hoped for.
Yeah.
It's an epic location
yes.
to run out of. And yeah. and there aren't just fish down there around, you know, the Marias and beyond. There's actually fish. Both trips that I ran the year before, we fished the first day right out there in front of Mazatlan.
Yeah. And there's a lot less offshore pressure there.
There's a lot less offshore
yeah.
pressure.
You
yeah.
have a huge
that's a good
like,
point.
Yacht fleet out of mm-hmm. Puerto Vallarta versus not so much in Mazatlan
yeah.
that are fishing that fish.
So. Yeah. And, I think it's I wouldn't call it off the beaten track. It's not. But it's not, it's not recognized as the big fishing destination that Vallarta is, in particular for those big fish. So it's something new, something different.
Yeah,
I like it.
I mean, it's been a blast.
Oh, and Mazatlan's a wonderful place.
It's epic.
Visit. Yeah.
The people are epic.
Cheaper airfares.
Yeah, I mean, just go down the list and check the boxes.
Yeah.
I
so you're doing it. So if you want to go, you're going to have trips in 2022 on the Royal Star.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and the majority of the anglers that you know, on the trips that were postponed this year, they're already booked
on. Just throw my money back on.
Can you even get on them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's
you can get on.
But
yeah.
but they're going to book up.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If I wanted to go, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd give Tracy a call and get your name in the list and get a few bucks in there to secure your spot because they're going to be popular for good reason.
Let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. John in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Ah, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great,
buddy.
Good. Got a question. I can't tie my knots anymore. My legs are giving out on me. Is there a boat that is better to go on? Because doing the tuna shuffle, I may have to hand the rod off or something. I'm not too sure I can do the shuffle much anymore. Is there a better boat for that? Or
I'm pretty sure any one of these boats would be, you know, the crew would be more than ready, willing, and able to give you that assistance if you needed it. I mean, that's not an uncommon thing where even if, you know, for example, you hook a bluefin or you hook a fish and it takes off up the side, you know, there's going to be a crew member right there at your side. Hey, let me see your rod, and he'll run it up there and get it in the clear. And you know, even if it takes you 30 seconds to get up there, he'll be waiting for you when you do.
I'm sure long-range fishing, you've come into the scenario plenty of times where a lot of guys, you know, kind of get into that in a later age just because they're able to be gone for long voyages at a time, retirement. And I'm sure you see people at what I'm trying to say is you deal with people at advanced age that don't move as fast when they were in their 20s as they are in their 60s or 70s or 80s or whatever it may be. So it's not like that scenario is new to what you guys do.
Yeah, it's not. That's the point I wanted to make. You know, we don't want to over it. It's not like, you know, it's not like somebody is out there with extremely limited mobility.
Right.
But if you're just, you know, you just don't get around as quick or the boat's rocking and rolling and it takes you a little bit of time, we do that all the time. That's something that you can anticipate on any one of our boats. I'm confident in saying that.
That's cool. Appreciate the call, John, very much. Good text came through. This was from Ed. Hey, Tim, will Fisherman's Processing be available for any of our trips that return in the evening times? We've got a couple of multi-day trips already booked this year, some in the morning and some in the evening. Thanks. That's Ed from Baldwin Park.
Okay, I'm gonna defer to Sean, who's supposed to be on the program next week,
for
an exact answer. But I believe if you make an appointment, if you prearrange it with him, mm-hmm. that they'll make that happen.
Yeah, especially if you can get a group of people to do that, that can send somebody.
Exactly.
Down.
Yeah. For one individual, and again, I want to defer to Sean. I want to step on his toes and say something that make a claim to a service that they don't have, but they will for sure, like a charter group. You know, if you call and arrange it, they'll make arrangements to meet the boat.
The Sean and Melanie, I always joke, they're accommodating to a fault. Like, I mean, if they have the ability of getting it done, they're going to do it for you. They are awesome.
The one thing that I can say is that we've anticipated with a Supreme going over there to Seaforth that we're going to have that processing service available at Seaforth
on
a full time basis.
All right, that's good information.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, another text in the same genre there. Tim, do you still spike the fish with a piano cord through the spine? If so, please explain. That's John in North County.
We do. We do, everyone. You know, in the bigger size fish, you know, again, say 40 pounds and up, we'll run that. You spike them in the brain and then remove the spike and run that cord down the spine to knock out those nerves that are firing along the spine. It basically arrests the
It's amazing what it does.
It arrests the decomposition process, all that lactic acid that's pouring
into
the muscles.
I mean, they're done, like, instantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just and where it really makes a difference is in the texture of the meat. You know, once that fish is, I mean, it's knocked out, it's done, it really makes a difference in the end product. You can tell, you know, it's a texture thing. And you know, somebody who doesn't eat fish all the time, they might not be able to tell the difference, but an aficionado, you know, will be able to. You know, it goes from, you know, like a 90% quality to a 99% quality.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and then you gill and gut after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that spike, bleed it.
Run that cord down the spine, and it's ready.
Yeah. So you bleed it first because while it's still alive, it's pumping the blood out.
That's right. And if any of the listeners right now they're trying to make sense of what we're talking about, if you look it up on the internet, it's the Taniguchi method. Spiking it, you know, it's the Taniguchi method is what it's called. It's,
okay.
Run that cord down the spine. You can read up exactly what it does, why it's done. It was implemented, you know, many years past in longline vessels to produce, again, that premium quality fish.
We talked about it plenty. Doesn't even need to be said again, but the speed at which your crew is able to do that, even when you're on the ropes, is what blows me away every time. I mean, every guy could have one hanging, and there's people screaming for a gaff and all of these things where, you know, maybe that would go by the wayside. I've fished on the Royal Star plenty of times, and I know, like, somehow you guys always get those things dealt with, even in pandemonium, and it is a sight. It is a very impressive sight to see.
That is that's my chief job. I'm the boys are out there ripping it up at the rail, and I'm the processor.
You're the fish guy.
All right, let's try and sneak in one more quick one, Rick.
All right, you got it. How about Hills calling us from Ventura? Good morning, Hills. Got a quick one?
Just about 30 seconds, Hills.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I was going to ask the proper way to employ wind on leaders. So if I have a two-speed with 100, full 100 with a loop on the end, and an 80 Spectre full with loop on the end, if I'm going to flatball fish, should I use a wind on so I don't wear out the loop?
What do you think? Wind on for flatfall fishing? Is that a good way to go?
I think so. It works for me. I like it. You're talking about a loop-to-loop connection?
Three-turn cat's paw.
You know it.
Yeah, that's a way to do it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Rock solid.
Good call, Hills. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. smoothly. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
The top and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Jim sunglasses, a gift card good for any pair of non-prescription. Going to Denton and Escondido. Congratulations, bro. You are going to love those new Maui Jims.
All right. Hey, Captain Tim Ekstrom, the time flies every time you're on the show. It's so great. And never enough time, especially when there's bluefin swimming just a few miles away from where we're sitting right now.
I know it.
Huh?
We're going to have to do it again soon.
Yeah, we are.
It never gets old. And so last on the list for Royal Star, because we have all this extra time in, you know, due again to the delightful, you know, pandemic, our maintenance period will be completed, we anticipate, by the first week of July, or April. April. I'm thinking ahead. First or second week of April, and that's going to give us at least a couple weeks, maybe as many as 3 weeks. And if this bluefin is up and running, we're
which
on
it should be.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah,
we're on.
And you're going to be doing like day and a half, 3 day,
day and a half,
whatever.
3 day, whatever. But
cool.
we're going to get the boat
you'll
ready
add
and go online.
And you'll just let us know, Tracy and yourself will let us know here on Let's Talk Hookup so we can get the word out.
Exactly.
For you.
And then we'll fire up the website, which is, it's got tumbleweeds and, you know, crickets blowing
yeah.
on it. Actually, not a whole lot to report on.
There's nothing on the schedule now for April yet, but as the maintenance finishes, you'll get it in there.
Correct. Exactly.
Right. Cool.
And if it's available, we're going to put it online.
Yeah, that's going to be
and
great.
And then we're back into our regular schedule come the end of April, and everything beyond that is all systems go. We're fired up.
All right.
Awesome.
How do we get a hold of you?
RoyalStarSportFishing.com. 619-224-4764. Give Tracy a call in the office if you want to shoot the breeze with Brian or I, Blake, and, you know, have any fishing questions, whatever it may be, talk about upcoming trips, just give us a jingle. We got plenty of time in our hands. We're
there
just down
go.
Here. We're down here fiddling with the boat, making
questions.
It better. So.
Perfect, Tim.
Yep.
Thanks very much. And thank you out there. Thanks to Andrew for answering the phones, running the board. Thanks to Adam for all he does on that great Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Rosie Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing will be here. Yes, they're back open and ready to go. We're going to be talking some fishing down at Cedro's. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.